A new bill moving through the Baltimore City Council is looking to recognize the impact that trauma can have on city residents, especially kids. The bill's proponents say one way to accomplish that is to place social workers throughout city agencies that work with children and families. WYPR's Emily Sullivan has the story.
Brianna Harris, Gianna Santos, and Damani Thomas were eating lunch at Frederick Douglass High School last February when a hall monitor was shot. After the shooting at the West Baltimore school, the teens testified at City Hall about it and the other traumatic events they and their peers have experienced. For some, that means other shootings. For others, it means homelessness or having a parent incarcerated. I spoke with the teens, who are now rising seniors, earlier this week in Councilman Zeke Cohen's office. Harris said everyone needs to pay more attention to the impact trauma can have.
A lot of people are in denial about trauma. Like, they're like, oh, you know, my homeboy got killed, but, you know, that's what happens, you know, and it's not something that should not be processed. It's not something that should not be talked about. It's highly overlooked.
Trauma, a shocking, scary, or dangerous experience that affects someone emotionally, isn't uncommon in Baltimore. More than half of city children have experienced some form of it, according to Behavioral Health System Baltimore. And the teenagers say that's why they helped write a City Hall bill that would make trauma care more accessible. Among other things, the bill would place social workers into city agencies that deliver services to youth and families. Cohen hopes to start with the Department of Recreation and Parks. The idea is that a kid could seek out a social worker at a rec center if they wanted to talk to someone.
I think it's critically important that we operate through a trauma-responsive lens. We know that in other cities that have taken this approach, it's shown measurable results.
The negative health effects of trauma are well documented. If left unaddressed, trauma can manifest into spiraling long-term health issues, like obesity and cardiovascular disease. Trauma can lead teens to act out.
It's not randomly occurring. And by that I mean that everybody in Baltimore does not have an equal opportunity of experiencing trauma.
That's Wendy Shia, a professor at the University of Maryland's School of Social Work and executive director of the school's Social Work Community Outreach Service. She says trauma is directly linked to the after effects of redlining and other racist policies that many Black and Brown Baltimoreans still face.
We really have to address our history in Baltimore, our history of structural racism that has led to a lot of the trauma we see. It happens more to some communities than to others.
So the social workers and social work students who would be placed throughout city agencies will be well-versed in that history and how its effects, like poverty, affect Baltimore families. Thomas, one of the teens who worked on the bill, is grateful it's starting to take off. He thinks access to social workers can lead to more healthy outcomes for kids throughout the city.
Well, my little sister, you know, she's 11, so she could go to recs and she could go to parks. And if she ever has a problem at home where she don't want to speak to family members, she has other outlets and other possibilities where her life will lead her to the right path.
The bill has unanimous co-sponsorship from the City Council. It'll have to overcome a few more legislative hurdles to become law. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.